Hello and welcome back to another episode of Little Less Conversation. We know it's been a few weeks. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a COVID outbreak, which has stopped us from recording. But nevertheless, we're back again, healthy and ready to talk about football.
Said healthy. That was a big pause, out of breath there. But yeah, good to be back. I think we had an international break in between and then obviously COVID. And then I think we might have just skipped over last week because of the results, because definitely don't want to record. But yeah, we're back again.
I mean, I was raring to go. Like, I was all up for recording last week, but I did have a few symptoms. So unfortunately, we couldn't get to do any recordings. But we will mention that brilliant 3-0 away win at Leicester and also that 4-0 thumping away.
I was going to say, don't mention the drumming, but anyway, we'll skip over that.
One thing that we should really cover before we move on to this game week is Ollie is no longer at the wheel. It's something we've been calling for quite some time now, and he's finally gone. And before you sort of give me your thoughts, I just want to see if you caught the little farewell video that Man United did with him.
Yeah, isn't the one where he started, like he got a bit emotional, started crying at the end?
Yeah,
a bit harsher now. I'm a bit confused by it, you know.
Such a dick move by the club, man. How can they do that to him? That's horrible.
They made him cry on camera and then publish it for all the millions of followers. It's ridiculous. I don't know, man. I'm not a big fan of clubs doing that, but that might be the first time I've ever seen that, really.
Yeah, I know. It was a strange one. It was quite funny, but I did feel a bit sorry for him, to be honest with you. You could tell he really tried his hardest. And, you know, to actually make him cry as well and then tweet about it, it's just, yeah, I don't know. Says a lot about United, I guess.
It does. And, you know, looking back on it, I guess, you know, for us as rival fans, we probably want him to stay in post, as I've seen who they've got in now. And, there's maybe some cause for concern coming soon.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think everyone wanted Ollie to stay in the job purely because, yeah, you could get points off him. But I think Ralf Rangnick has come in, another German.
Loves the mental to Klopp.
Yeah, mental to Klopp and Tuchel at some point, I think, as well. So,
yeah,
the professor, I think they call him. All these top-class managers in the league seem a bit worried by his appointment, but I don't know. I'm not sure if you'll get United firing on all cylinders, but fingers crossed he doesn't and they just carry on to be shit. But
yeah, I think, yeah. Hopefully for us, there's no sort of new manager bounce because we've got United on, I think, Thursday or Friday this week.
Thursday night, mate, yeah. Thursday night, at Old Trafford.
I definitely don't Good want luck. A new manager bounce. Let's hope that nothing comes of it, and you know it'll come in the nearer time. But yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
I think speaking about you lot, you bounced back from that defeat to Liverpool with a 2-0 win over possibly the richest club that will be in the Championship next season, Newcastle.
Yep. You know what? Their new owners were watching in the stands of the lovely Emirates. And I know it was only 2-0, but we did boss them through the game. Eventually, I think they were tight. They're quite hard to break down initially. But once we got the first goal, I think it was always going to be when, not like if. But yeah, some good play all around. I think Saka got on the score sheet, so he's back to scoring ways. Picked up an injury, which is a bit of a fucking pain.
Yeah, I thought so.
But yeah, I think he's probably needs a bit of a rest, you know, in all honesty. Just some time in and time out of that team, because right now we're quite reliant on him and Smith Rowe especially. And I think both of those are quite young. We just need to sort of, like, you know, let them ease them into the team again.
Yeah, it's easy to overplay them, and that's how they pick up these injuries. And if it's not managed properly, it could lead to sort of serious injuries down the line, you know, later in their career. They're definitely the main focal point of your team is those two. And it was also Martinelli, Saka's replacement, who came on, scored a really good goal.
Yeah, I think it was his first touch, I think, I want to say a first touch of the ball or a second touch maybe. But it's got a cracking volley. He's a Tomiyasu. I mean, one, Newcastle defending is shocking because their line was so bad. The defense was all over the place.
Awful. Like, I was screaming at the TV, how they let him go there. Like, it's so much space. Like, where was the defender? Where was the centre back? I don't know.
I think the left back was playing a massively outside. Left back, even, yeah. That it was good finish because Martinelli's got, if you watch the way he's taken that volley, he's all eyes on the ball. He hasn't even looked at the goal once that he's gone and smashed that in.
Bit of RVP about the finish, about the goal.
Yeah, it was. And we haven't seen enough of Martinelli, which all the Arsenal fans have been crying out for, you know. I think hopefully that means we're going to see a bit more of him now. Maybe he'll get a little cheeky start at Old Trafford. Who knows?
Yeah, well, with Saka's injury, he probably will. And, you know, he's finally showing that he's got a bit of the Brazilian magic in him after all, I guess. Everybody wants a blast of magic, magic.
Yeah. I mean, fingers crossed he keeps it up. And I mean, you know, that win took us, I think we're fifth, but 23 points. And, you know, from where we were at the start of the season, I know we lost to Liverpool last week, but I think the other results actually went our way last week. So actually where we've landed this week with the 3 points keeps us near the top of that top four or five, kind of in where we should be trying to get to again.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden you're pulling away from United and Spurs. I know Spurs have got a game in hand because their match got postponed. But
You're pulling away. Postponed for weather, right?
Yeah, snowy weather. It was really bad in Burnley, to be fair. So, I mean, shout out to the Spurs fan who travelled all the way from America, like Dallas or something like that, to watch the game, and then it got postponed. So yeah,
is he the one that Harry Kane's offered tickets to?
Yeah,
we see it as a. Quite funny, just on that topic, is a screenshot of, I think just like a month ago, and this same fan is like ripping Harry Kane, saying, we should sell him, this and that, he's useless. And now he's got to get free tickets of him.
Mate, Spursy, what do you expect, mate? Spursy, that's all it is. That's all I've got to say on that. But yeah, the snow was pretty bad up north, you know, and it stopped that game. I'm surprised that the Man City game went ahead. As well, there's a little snow there, but they managed to play that one through, and then Man City obviously won that.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned it before we got on this call and have a check out. I didn't actually watch the game, but check out the Lanzini goal. I know it didn't come to much, but was a great finish.
Yeah, that Lanzini goal. He only deals in screamers. I think Lanzini. It just reminds me of that Spurs goal. Well, the goal he scored against Spurs. Even this one was sensational, off the bar and in, I think. And
are we saying Lanzini's definition of pointless screamers?
Yeah, well, I think I vaguely remember like us talking about his goal last season on the pod, and how it was that goal of the season contender, and now he's gone and done it again. It's the one time of the year where you get to mention on this pod.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Unless we have a West Ham fan on. But do you know what? Fair play to him. Probably made the West Ham fans' journey a bit better, I guess, a bit sweeter.
I mean, a loss is a loss. And I was kind of surprised there was another game that didn't get called off, the Leicester game. Have you seen that? There was a lot of heavy snow on that pitch as well.
Yeah. It was a lot of heavy snow all around, I think. I think London maybe was the only place where it didn't snow that hard. But that Leicester game as well. Was there six goals in that? I think six
goals for Leicester. Yeah. It was four two. Yeah.
Yeah. So goals galore there. The snow didn't really stop anyone from getting a goal or two. But it's a good win for Leicester. They needed to bounce back after the Chelsea defeat. And speaking of us, we obviously played United at home and only came away with a point, which is a bit of a disappointment, really, considering how we played and looking at the stats and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think
we dominated.
You definitely dominated. I was going to mention that just now. I've seen when I watched Match of the Day, because I didn't actually watch the game. A lot of the talkers were around Werner. Just some of the positions, you were just a bit like, you know, you're thinking like Lukaku, like Ian Wright. I think not Ian Wright. Somebody mentioned it, like Lukaku would be in the box, and you know, Werner was just like hanging around, and if he was making like a 5-yard dash, he would have gotten the end of something.
Yeah, well, it's becoming more and more a case of, do you know what, maybe he isn't right for the club. Him and even like Ziyech, he got a lot of stick from the Chelsea fans online, just, you know, for another poor performance. I think in the big games in particular, these sort of players need to stand up, and it's all very well put in, you know, work rate is great, you know, work ethic and work rate, fair play, you know, you can put in 100% for the whole game, but if you're not doing your job, and that is to score goals as the main striker or set up goals as a winger or whatever it might be, maybe it's time to sort of move him on in the summer, you know, or even January, and bring in someone new, or give some of the youngsters a chance. You look at some of the players that have come through over the last few seasons in the Chelsea Academy, and even the ones that have gone out on loan, they're thriving when they're playing. Even the likes of like Loftus-Cheek, and you know, you've got Reece James, Mason Mount, Trevor Chalobah, all these players, when given the chance, have stepped up.
I would have kept Tammy over Werner.
It's looking that way. He's doing really well in Serie A. He scored an overhead kick the other day in the Europa Conference League. Yeah. He's doing really well. He scored the winner on the weekend for Roma. So, yeah, I'd consider sort of buying him back in a couple of seasons maybe. But it'd be good to get Lukaku fully fit again and get him back in the starting 11.
You say you're missing him, but, you know, I mean, 1-1 draw against United. I know you probably should have come away with the 3 points. You do feel not hard done by, but it could have got you further up that table, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just frustrated. We've lost, obviously, 2 points on our rivals. All of a sudden, the gap's close to like 1 point at the top. Good that we're still up there. Good that we didn't lose at home. It was a silly mistake from Jorginho that gave away the goal.
Last man from the corner.
Why is he the last man? He's like the slowest, smallest player on the pitch. And you're looking at United's attack. They've got Sancho and Rashford, two of the quickest players on the pitch. Why not just stick someone who's got a bit of pace there? Even if it's like a Werner or someone who's not going to be winning headers in the box. Like, just stick them there so that they can chase back. But I don't know, man.
Sancho running at him, I thought there's no way Jorginho is going to get this. And obviously he fluffed his lines. But he made up for it with the penalty.
Yeah, it's a good penalty. If he had missed that, it would have just been disastrous. But, you know, just looking at the stats, we totally dominated them. At one point, the corner count was like 13-0.
Wow.
I think we had like the bulk of the possession. We had all the chances. They did have a couple of chances through errors on our part. Like Fred should have really done better. Like right at the end of the game, Mendy just passed it straight to him and Fred just passed it straight back. And it was just like, what? Okay, great. But, I don't know, man. We really need to capitalize on these sort of matches, you know, especially against a rival like United. We would have done wonders for morale and stuff like that. But it is what it is. We move on to the next one. We've got Watford on Wednesday, I think it is.
Yeah.
Watford away on Wednesday. So
I think, we're coming into that period, aren't we, where there's games every 4 or 5 days, right? Soon, very soon.
Well, these are the Amazon Prime games, right? That's why they're midweek as well. These are the ones that have been shown. Yeah, they've been shown on Amazon Prime games. Yeah, so
at least we don't have to stream anymore.
Yeah, might be deleting that from the pod for legal reasons. but the weekend's over, you know, another weekend of football done, not necessarily the result I wanted, but we move on to the next round. And just before we move on from the Chelsea game, I know the Ballon d'Or is being decided right now as we record this. They're actually announcing the winners and stuff like that. So don't be surprised after that Jorginho mistake if he doesn't win the Ballon d'Or. That's tipped it out of his favour now. It's safe to say Messi didn't win it.
Wasn't he in top three or top five contenders? I can't believe it.
Yeah. He was, but then he miscontrolled that ball on Sunday, and now he's definitely dropped into second place now. He's.
Listen, as far as I've heard, it's Messi taking the winnings again for the seventh time, I want to say.
Yeah, they've been saying that for weeks, haven't they, really? On the plus side, I mean, Mason Mount finished 19th, I think, or 20th, 19th, I think, in the Ballon d'Or he finished. So that's a plus for us, having a young star up there in the top 20. Yeah, I'll take that as a win.
That's not bad. And I know we've got to give a little shout out to Medima, Arsenal Women's, because Arsenal Men's can't get anywhere near any shortlist. But Medima's got named BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. So
yeah, that's good.
She deserves that as well, to be fair. She's unreal, unreal.
She is very good. She is very good. Yeah, that didn't surprise me, to be fair, when I saw her name. It's just, yeah, it's well, at least you guys have got something to celebrate.
Yeah, I'm happy to celebrate the Arsenal women's team because, I mean, the Arsenal men's team's, yeah, nowhere near as good, but, you know, what can we do?
I've got to say, the highlight of my weekend, though, above all the football and everything else, was the argument between Keane and Carragher after the Chelsea United game. I don't know if you caught that, and... And Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank's facial expressions in between.
Mate, he's brilliant. Have you seen that? There's like a meme, not even the meme, it's like a 10-second video and it's going back and forth and he's just, the smile on his face, the grin, and I was like...
Brilliant.
Mate. They're not two players you want to be stuck between because one, can't understand what the hell they're saying, but...
a lot of spit flying everywhere as well, by the way.
A lot of COVID coming out of that place, but... brilliant, man. Just the popcorn, man. The popcorn out, I think, Gary Neville, they're sitting there with his selfie camera videoing it, having a little laugh. And it is quite funny to hear, like, where Roy Keane just goes in on him and Carragher's just like, well, you know, Carragher's trying to be Carragher and fight back, obviously, but...
He just turned into a all-out shouting match at one point. And I think even I was sat there just thinking, I've kind of forgotten what they were arguing about now. And
I was going to say, they got so far off point that, like, I kind of, yeah, forgot what they were initially talking. And I'm sure that what they initially started was with Ronaldo. And then they end up with, like, talking about what have you won in the end. And I was like, fuck it, I don't know how you got there. But
it started, yeah, with basically, should Ronaldo have been benched? And it went all the way to Roy Keane talking about Ian Rush and how he hadn't scored as many goals as Ronaldo. I just don't know sometimes with those guys, but it is entertaining.
It is. And I say popcorn out, and Jim Foy Hasselbank must be absolutely milking it.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's us at the pub on a Friday talking about who's better, Mount or Smith Rowe, and our mate Dippin just sat in the middle, just smiling, like going side to side like a game of tennis.
Wants to be impartial, wants to say something, doesn't want to butt in.
Doesn't know anything about football, so doesn't say a word.
Let me just guess. He's going to say Smith Rowe.
No, definitely not.
Maybe we should ask him.
I mean, the Ballon d'Or rankings don't lie, do they? So
yeah. This is for last year. Smith Rowe is about this year. We'll see. Let's see for next year.
See at the end of the season.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Little Less Conversation. Hopefully, we've got a lot more football to come for you guys over the next few weeks and over the Christmas period. Obviously, hopefully we want a bit more, little less COVID as well over that time. But the way things are going, it's not looking too good. So we just want to wish you all well and hope you stay safe.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, we're going to wish you all a Merry Christmas there, but I thought it's a bit premature, but... yeah, everyone, yeah, like I say, everyone stay safe. And for you, Ricky, safe travels. Enjoy. I know you're going to be off, jetting into some sun, aren't you, on Friday?
Yeah, I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving the snow behind and heading for the beach for a week. So we'll catch you guys in a few weeks.
Yeah, and stay safe out there. Enjoy yourself. And if you don't make it back, maybe you just stay there.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I don't make it back, I probably would have just stayed there. But thank you for the Michael Owen comment. But
oh, you know, it's late in the day when you're talking like Michael Owen or making Michael Owen comments. Fuck.
There's always one. There's always one. Action in reach.